Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Joe.
And we're on day two of our arts unit, and our article is entitled The Fire of Flamenco. It's a two-day article. This is a fascinating style of dance that really originated in the Spanish region of Andalusia. But its origins is kind of cool. The origins of the dance include distinctive cultures all combining together. Groups that came through the region all added a little bit to this style of dance, and it's very, very elegant and passionate at the same time.
And it's very fiery, too. It's a very emotional form of dance. That's why our title is so appropriate, The Fire of Flamenco, because you take the passion of flamenco music, the guitar and also the singers and the dancers, they absolutely feed off that emotion. They actually wait at the beginning, as we talked about yesterday, as the music starts playing, and they kind of have to interpret the mood, and then they start dancing. As we said yesterday, it's something that must be felt. It's not like other forms of dance where you just count to the beat and you move exactly to the rhythm of the music, and it's all very textbook. This is something that's more improvised and based on emotion.
Yeah, it's not something that they would have planned out in advance. It's not something they would have memorized. You know, a lot of dances, you memorize the steps and then you practice over and over again to the same music. Well, they're never sure what the music is going to be like. I think the guitarist and singer are inspired to change things sometimes. Maybe the beat's a little bit different. We know that the rhythm is more important than the melody in flamenco music. And then once they get a sense of where that music's going, those dancers are ready to go. Well, we're ready to go, too. Let's read through our article first, and then we'll be back to talk about it. With improvisation at the heart of flamenco dancing tradition, performers are free to explode into spontaneous movement, thus making it rawer, sexier, and more instinctive than conventional choreographed styles of dance. As the dancers lose themselves in the wild heat of the moment, stamping their feet to an ever faster beat, onlookers clap their hands together and shout winning cries of Olé! Equally as distinctive as the dance are the costumes of flamenco. The classic image is that of a woman wearing her hair in a bun, a black dress with many ruffled layers, and high-heeled shoes. Her only adornments are a red rose behind her ear and perhaps a red scarf. For men, a white shirt, black suit, and broad-brimmed black hat are standard. Some forms of flamenco also feature the use of castanets, small, shell-shaped wooden instruments held in each hand. Castanets are clicked together to create a rhythmical, percussive sound that complements the dance. If you want to catch an authentic performance, the best place, of course, is Andalusia. Each summer, the towns of the region stage flamenco festivals where the drama can be appreciated in its truest form, underneath the moonlit sky. But if you can't get to Spain, flamenco troupes are always touring, wowing audiences around the world. While it might not strictly be the real thing, watching a staged show such as this or a famous opera like Carmen is still an excellent way to experience all the emotion, flair, and passion of the flamenco.
All right, we can go back to the beginning of the article now, and we'll talk more about the passion involved in flamenco dancing. With improvisation at the heart of flamenco dancing tradition, performers are free to explode into spontaneous movement, thus making it rawer, sexier, and more instinctive than conventional choreographed styles of dance. So we say improvisation is at the heart, and Stephanie touched on this improvisation yesterday. It just means that you basically make things up as you go along. There's no plan or there's no set of instructions that you have to follow. The dancers basically just react to the music. They go with their feelings or with their gut, with their instincts. We say improvisation is at the heart of flamenco. If something is at the heart of something else, it means that is the most important part or the most important element, because Think about your body. We often describe the heart as being the most important part of your body. It's also used kind of as a metaphor for your soul or for your being, for what you are. You can talk about your heart or what's in your heart. So for flamenco dancing, improvisation or reacting to the music, making things up and feeding off the emotion of it is one of the most important elements of it.
You know, I wanted to mention for you musicians out there that if you're into jazz music, much of jazz music is improvised or is improv, as they like to say. It's sort of slang. You can just say, yeah, it's improv. Or if you're a comedian, a lot of times they'll get up on stage and they'll just start talking to the audience and they're improvising their jokes as they go along. That's also called improv. So they improvise when they're doing flamenco dancing. No set steps. There are no set notes for the guitarists and the singers. They just play from their hearts. So they play with a lot of feeling. Now, performers are free to explode into spontaneous movement. I think that's a great description of flamenco dancing right there. When you explode into something, we're not talking about a bomb bursting or coming apart with a loud noise. We're talking about having a sudden increase in something. It really just takes off. So they explode into spontaneous movement. Spontaneous means you haven't really planned anything. Something's not organized. It just happens. Maybe you suddenly feel like doing something. So you do it spontaneously. Someone will say, hey, why did you repaint your apartment? It used to be yellow, now it's blue. And you could say it was a spontaneous thought I had. Why don't I paint it? It wasn't something you really thought about too long. Now, a movement, of course, is just when someone changes position or moves from place to place. We often talk about a dancer's movements or a dancer's moves. That's sort of short or more informal. Ooh, what moves are you doing on the dance floor tonight? Well, they explode into all these movements, and it does change the way they dance.
And a lot of people say that this spontaneousness of the dance form makes it rawer, sexier, and more instinctive than conventional choreographed styles of dance. When people talk about something being raw, it just means that it's very primal. It's something that comes maybe from our animal instincts or, you know, from our primitive past or something like that. If people talk about raw emotion, it just means basically your most basic emotions, your naked emotions. In this case, we're talking about a raw form of dance. So it's not something that's based on what you learn in a classroom, although these dancers are very highly trained and very skilled. Because they are dancing more to their emotions than to the music, we're saying it's very raw. It's also a very sexy form of dance, and it's more instinctive than conventional choreographed styles of dance. Something is instinctive, it means it comes from our instincts, basically things that we do based on reacting rather than thinking, just things that you know how to do. We often talk about instincts when we're talking about animals. For example, some animals or most animals that are predators, they have an instinct to hunt because that's what will keep them alive. They have to hunt down other animals and kill them for food. That's their instinct to survive. In this case, we're talking about an instinctive form of dance. So the dancers, they don't really think. They just move based on what their feelings are telling them to do.
That's a great description. Now, remember, with raw, you typically see it in the dictionary or the way we use it is just meaning food that's not cooked, maybe a vegetable that's raw. Here, it really does just mean feelings that are strong and natural. You can't fully control them. It makes the dance that much more exciting to watch. Now, the dancers are able to lose themselves in the wild heat of the moment. When you lose yourself in something, it means you get so caught up in it, so involved, that you forget the time, you forget where you are, you're just enjoying yourself so much. And that's what happens to these dancers. They get lost in the heat of the moment. And so they're all focused in on their dancing and what they're doing at the time. They stamp their feet, of course, to an ever faster beat. So the rhythm actually picks up or gains speed. It gets faster and faster. And an onlooker, of course, is just someone in the audience who's watching. You're an onlooker if you're just standing to the side, observing something that's going on around you. Well, these onlookers clap their hands. They're enjoying the beat. They're enjoying the dance and the performance. And you'll often hear a very popular cry when you're watching flamenco dancers, and that is olé. Or with bullfighting, they say olé as well. It's a Spanish word, and it just is sort of a shout of victory. Olé! And it's fun. It just makes everybody feel excited. And even the crowd says olé, not just a few people. Everybody gets into it.
Okay, let's move on to our second paragraph, and we're going to talk about the costumes, and they're equally as distinctive as the dance. Distinctive just means that something is very unique. It's unlike anything else that you've ever seen. So these costumes are just something that you wear, perhaps in a particular situation. A very popular thing in the West and even here in Taiwan is Halloween, October 31st. And then kids dress up in these costumes. They dress up like ghosts or like monsters or things like that. So it's just something that you wear when you want to look like something else. And when they're doing this dance, they have a set of clothes, a very particular set of things that they have to wear, and it has its own style. It even has its own kind of hairstyle as well that goes with it. And it's all very distinctive. It's something that you'll usually only see in flamenco dancing.
Now, before we tell you about these distinctive costumes and styles that the dancers wear, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a few minutes, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们继续昨天所介绍的 flamenco. 今天我们首先要看到的是 With improvisation at the heart of flamenco dancing tradition, performers are free to explode into spontaneous movement, thus making it rawer, sexier, and more instinctive than conventional choreographed styles of dance.这个句子也很长。首先我们来看到 improvisation 指的是即兴的演出。因为整个佛朗明哥的舞蹈呢，最中心的思想就是一种即兴的演出，昨天我们有提到。所以这些 performers 表演的人呢，就可以自由随着自发性的运动来产生跟音乐之间的互动咯。所以我们用到 explode,其实就有一种爆炸，感觉是两者之间呢产生出的一些火花。Spontaneous movement 在这里可以解释成为自发性的动作，而这样一来呢，就让整个的舞蹈 roar， 这里的 roar 可不是指没煮熟的哦，这里指的是情绪或者是某一个特质，是一种自然的状态，没有经过训练的，所以呢这样一来，舞蹈者的表现就相当的自然，而且呢也很性感。这一点呢，就跟传统编好的舞蹈相比较是不一样的。而旁观者呢 ，onlookers clap their hands together and shout winning cries of olé。当然咯，在旁边观赏的人呢，也可以跟着一起拍手，甚至大叫的 olé， 也就是加油的意思。Equally as distinctive as the dance are the costumes of flamenco. 除了舞蹈、音乐、歌手、吉他手之外呢，同样的特别的地方就在于佛朗明哥的服装。这里的 distinctive 解释成为与众不同的或者是特别的。所以常常讲到某个东西有着显著的特色。我们就可以说 a distinctive feature.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more English Digest.
Hi everybody and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Joe and I'm here with Stephanie today and we're talking once again all about flamenco. And before the break, we're talking more about the dancing style that goes with flamenco. It's very much based on improvisation with the dancers just reacting to the music and they're free to be very spontaneous, to just make things up as they go along. It's very raw and it's very much based on instincts.Rather than paying attention to the choreography, which would normally in dance be the planned movements of the dancers. In other forms of dance, they have somebody known as the choreographer, who is the man or the woman who tells the dancers exactly what they should be doing during each moment of the song. Okay, on this beat, your foot should be here, your hand should be above your head, etc., etc. That's what the choreographer does. In flamenco, there is no such thing. They're free to lose themselves in the music, in the moment, and just react to it. And the crowd really gets into it, too. The dancers and the crowd alike will shout out this cry that you hear at bullfights as well, as Stephanie had mentioned. It's ole! They will yell that out during the dance. So it sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it does. It sounds like a real crowd pleaser, something that people love to watch. We were talking about the costumes that they put on or wear for the flamenco dance. Now, when you talk about the women, we're talking about that classic image, the image you always see of the woman wearing her hair in a bun. A bun is when you pull all your hair back, ladies. It's very slick and smooth on top. And then you wrap the extra hair, especially if you have long hair, around in the back. That's a bun. And it keeps their hair back from their faces so they can move and spin quickly. And then, of course, they're wearing a black dress. It's got a lot of ruffled layers. Now, a layer is just a piece of material or some sort of substance that's covering a surface. So maybe some of these dresses have a lot of layers. Perhaps they have 4 or 5 ruffled layers. So the dresses are very fun and they are poofed out from their bodies. You could also use layer to talk about a layered cake. Maybe the cake has 3 different layers in it. Or maybe your apartment's really dirty and you have a layer of dust everywhere and you need to clean. These dancers, of course, are also wearing their high-heeled shoes. It's very important that they have high-heeled shoes on. Now, we talk about her adornments. Those are the extra things that you can wear, like earrings and little things in your hair that make you look pretty. Maybe a scarf is an adornment. She puts a red rose behind her ear and maybe wears a red scarf. Of course, red is very important in this culture.
That's right. It's a very powerful sort of color. I even read a study once that showed that sports teams that wear red actually win more often than any other team. So it's a very powerful sort of color that goes well with this form of dance, this fiery form of dance. And for men, they wear a white shirt, a black suit, and a broad-brimmed black hat. Those are standard, meaning this is what they should normally wear when they are dancing the flamenco. So they wear this white shirt, they have a black suit as well, so maybe a jacket that goes over top of the shirt that's black, black pants, of course, and I'm betting black shoes as well to go with it. Also, a black hat that is broad-brimmed. The brim of the hat is sort of the flat part of the hat that goes around the head. So in some ways, it might look a little bit like a cowboy hat, if you can picture that, but it's a little bit different. And those things, again, those are standard. So this is what they have to wear when doing the flamenco.
Now, some forms of the flamenco also feature or use castanets. When you feature something, it's sort of included as part of the show. Maybe sometimes it's featured as a special or important part of something. Maybe a cruise you're going to take is featuring some really wonderful performers while you're on that cruise. Well, the flamenco features the use of castanets. Castanets are definitely Spanish. They're small. This is a great description. Small, shell-shaped wooden instruments. And they're held in each hand and they're clicked together. So they put them together and they create a very nice rhythmical percussive sound. It sounds like they're creating rhythm in their hands using these castanets. And it says here that that sound complements the dance. Now, notice here that compliment is not spelled with an I, P-L-I. When you compliment someone, you say, "Oh, I really like your shirt today. It's very handsome on you. It looks great." No, this is a different word. To compliment here, this verb means you're making a really good combination with someone or something else. You could say, "John and Jenny really compliment each other. Their personalities are good together." Or you could say peanut butter and jelly complement each other. They make a good sandwich together. Well, castanets complement the dance.
Now, if you want to catch an authentic performance, the best place, of course, is Andalusia. If something is authentic, it means that it is real. For example, If you said you had an authentic samurai sword or something, it means that that is a real sword that comes from Japan that was used by a samurai warrior.
It's genuine.
Exactly. It's not some fake thing that was made in some factory or something just recently. It is actually real. So if you want to see a real flamenco performance, the best place to do so is the birthplace of flamenco in Andalusia. Each summer, the towns of the region stage flamenco festivals where the drama can be appreciated in its truest form underneath the moonlit sky. So you can go to Andalusia and you can actually check out these flamenco festivals. They actually have full festivals, which I guess would stretch out over a number of days, just like a music festival would. And this is where the drama can be appreciated. If you appreciate something, it means that you experience something and you can actually think about it and take it in and just experience
it. You value it, too.
Exactly. You mm-hmm. value what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening in its truest form here, underneath the moonlit sky. This just means beneath the stars and the moon, and it's taking place at night. So this is when it's truly meant to be experienced and appreciated.
Oh, it sounds perfect. Well, if you're not lucky enough to get to Spain, you know what? There are some flamenco troupes. Those are groups of performers who are always touring around the world. Now, while it might not strictly be the real thing, watching a stage show like the famous opera Carmen, we're calling it a musical here. I would call it an opera. There's still excellent ways to experience all the emotion, flair, and passion of the flamenco. Now, strictly here just means not exactly, not completely. It's close, but it's not exactly the same as actually being in Spain and watching these dancers come alive there. But if you do get a chance to see a stage show that has been choreographed, those dancers have been taught the steps they're supposed to dance, it's still cool to see a flamenco dance. And in the musical or opera Carmen, of course, it's about some singers. Well, they're supposed to be in Spain, but you see a lot of flamenco dancing, so it's kind of fun. Now, when you talk about the emotion and flair and passion of something, you're talking about all those elements combined to make it seem really authentic or real. Flair here is being used in a very informal way. We often talk about someone's great flair. That just means they have lots of style and it attracts attention and usually a lot of compliments. Wow, Joe has a lot of flair. He has his own unique style of dressing and you always know that Joe's around because of his flair. It catches your attention. Okay, everybody, it's time once again for our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
女性佛朗明哥的舞者呢，他们的服装在这里谈到。A woman wearing her hair in a bun, a black dress with many ruffled layers, and high-heeled shoes. 她的头发呢会绑成一个包头，再加上黑色的洋装，然后上面有许多的 ruffled layers, 荷叶边，再配上高跟鞋，头上呢再戴着一朵红玫瑰。For men, a white shirt, black suit, and broad-brimmed black hat,are standard. 对于男性的舞者来说，则是白衬衫，再加上黑色的西装，搭配黑色的宽边帽子咯。后面还提到，有一个很重要的搭配的东西，就叫做 castanet, 指的呢，就是响板。Castanets are clicked together to create a rhythmical percussive sound that complements the dance. 这时候呢，舞者也可以搭配着响板来补足整个舞蹈的特色。在这里我们使用了动词 complement, 有补充、补足或者是与什么相配的意思。在吃饭的时候呢，通常吃什么菜会搭配相同等的酒，我们就可以说 This wine complements the food perfectly. 用这个酒配这个菜肴是相得益彰。最后我们要提到咯，有机会的话一定要去看一看呢真正佛朗明哥的舞蹈。Each summer, the towns of the region stage flamenco festivals where the drama can be appreciated in its truest form underneath the moonlit sky. 最佳的观赏地点 当然是西班牙的安达鲁西亚这个地区咯。每到了夏天呢，这个城镇就会筹办许多跟佛朗明哥有关的节庆活动。 Stage 当作动词就是有筹划举办的意思， Appreciate 就是有赏识欣赏的意思。举个例子来说，许多资浅的员工都认为他们真正的受到赏识。Many of the junior staff feel they are truly appreciated. 所以 to appreciate something 就是指去欣赏或者是赏识某件事物的意思。同样的，还可以搭配着在这种有月亮高挂的天空，想必这样子的舞蹈必定是相当好看。除此之外呢， Flamenco troops are always touring.像是呢，这种佛朗明哥的舞团也会常常在巡回演出。这里的 troupe 指的呢，就是像演员等的一团或者是一整班。Watching a staged show such as this or a famous opera like Carmen is still an excellent way to experience all the emotion, flair and passion of the flamenco.所以呢，如果呢有机会，也可以看看像是卡门这样子有名的歌剧，都可以感受到佛朗明歌舞的 emotion， 指的是他的情感 flair 那种火热，以及当中最着重的就是他的 passion 热情。
Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning all about flamenco over the past couple of days. Hopefully, you'll be able to go take in a flamenco performance, or there are also flamenco courses, dance courses being offered all the time. So if this seems like the form of dance for you, if you enjoy something that's very passionate, very fiery, maybe you can give flamenco dancing a try. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's program. For English Digest, I'm Joe.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.